Here's a short recording about the benefits and strategies you can employ when using gamification in instructional design. I wanted to share some ideas about the use of gamification. I have clients who want more of this style of content and others that haven't yet thought about it in any depth, but are starting to think about how to engage learners and help them to learn key skills. I guess gamification appears easier when you are delivering face-to-face. You have the energy, laughter and sense of competition that's hard to replicate in a virtual environment, yet it can be done. Instructional design has come a long way in recent years, and virtual learning encompasses methodology, tools and techniques that were not available a decade ago. This will continue, so keeping up with trends and best practice is at the forefront of my continuing professional development. On a personal basis, most people enjoy playing games and taking part in sports. It's a way to gel with family and friends and to have fun, so important in these difficult times, where options are restricted and taking part in group events socially is difficult. Recently, however, I've had more time creating games for others to use in virtual settings. So, what is gamification? Gamification brings the process of applying game mechanics and dynamics into workplace learning using game challenges, including elements such as points, scoreboards, levels, and obstacles to handle. When two groups are working on the same game, it can add a competitive atmosphere where motivation to win takes over. That isn't always the goal, and I tend to split the groups to discuss the different decisions made, their basis for decision-making, and insights gained. It's active learning. Most learners are motivated by engaging and active learning events over passive ones. Here is a case study. A recent client wanted to use an interactive game, but the timescale was tight. Delivery within a fortnight for something sophisticated would need extra help and a bigger budget. We decided to create a hybrid course with a short e-learning course with video and text content, followed by a quiz. 3 days later, we held an online group discussion, followed directly with a short co-facilitated action planning session. This featured a human-centered, collaborative game using design thinking I had crafted and hosted via one of my sites. The amount of creative discussion, if then a scenario planning, helped to create insights the group could take forwards. For this process, I worked on the needs analysis and the learning outcomes in order to shape the game. I created a plot of the game using a storytelling approach to activate different decisions to be made. This involved communication and problem-solving skills and an awareness of cognitive bias. The groups were split into two beforehand and had to steer clear of assumptions in particular to arrive at a deduction. The scenario worked well, and the group are now working through newly acquired insights, skills, and beliefs. With gamification, when we apply the concepts behind gaming to a learning solution, including a story, score, support, and strategy, it's really what takes us from a very boring linear e-learning module into something that gets the learner truly engaged in the content. Gamification is not simply adding a badging app over top of a learning management system or making a fun game for learners to play. It's looking at the content and crafting a story to tell. Then it is about developing a strategy for the learner to employ or an adventure to engross themselves within and to travel through based upon that story. The motivation includes a scoring mechanism along the way to help keep learners engaged and ample support to ultimately make them successful. Because in the end, We need them to gain the desired skill or knowledge, but we do want them to enjoy the journey. So, what approach can you take to merge design thinking and instructional design to utilize gamification to its full potential? Well, you have not only to know and understand the instructional design principles, but also to be familiar with all of these learning tools which could effectively influence learners. You can use ADDIE as a basis for your design work. That's analysis, design, development, implementation, evaluation. At the time of playing the game, your group members are involved in the challenge of the game or focused on solving problems in a virtual environment, so learning becomes an incidental aspect of winning or finding solutions. The during the game facilitation needs quick thinking and the right questions, and the follow-up facilitation can include observational feedback to provide a different dimension to the actual activity. Adults usually like choices that promote self-direction. When possible, allow learners to make choices that have impact. With branching scenarios, for example, you could set rewards for moving through the scenarios successfully. Here's another point. Be clear about what you want to achieve. Learners want to understand the what's in it for me of any learning experience. When we use gamification techniques sporadically, we set apart a particular experience as being special without a clear and compelling reason. Learners often learn that one topic is more important than another because it looks like more effort went into the design and development. This is not always meant to imply importance. It's crucial to consider these challenges if you are looking to effectively deploy game-based learning. Simply putting content into a game format will not guarantee success. Success will require gamification being a part of your overall learning strategy and implemented carefully. You will need to check the following. Does the activity stimulate a refresh or review of primary learning resources? Will the activity capture and retain the learner's attention? Will the activity change thinking in the desired way, according to your learning outcomes? How can you make the activity challenging enough to create necessary discussion? At a more holistic level, some gamification types require considerable investment to design. Therefore, you may face challenges in terms of the return on investment. Ask these questions to see if gamification can work for you. Will gamification truly help learners learn? Gamification is all about having fun, but can it drive learner performance? Does gamification offer tangible gain and value to learners and businesses? When you get it right, you can offer high-impact training that ticks the learning objectives and results in the desired behavioral change.